You're listening to SBS News.
Amy Callaghan was expecting her second child last year, but at 12 weeks she was told her baby was suffering from a rare defect which prevents normal development of the brain. The child would die in utero or live for just a matter of minutes. She and her partner had to travel to Liverpool to end the pregnancy.
All I was thinking on the flight was, how many women are on this flight travelling to get an abortion that they need? And I remember kind of looking around going, there's other women here, I'm not the only one. You feel like a criminal. You feel like you're doing something wrong. And you just feel so sad. I think we were just so sad and hurt by it, hurt by the whole country thinking that we were criminals.
On average, 9 Irish women go to England each day to terminate a pregnancy. It's estimated that since 1980, 170,000 Irish women have travelled abroad for an abortion. The number of so-called backyard abortions, carried out in secret, often at great medical risk, is impossible to calculate. The Yes campaign says it's an unspoken reality that must finally be acknowledged. These are supporters of the repeal effort, speaking on the streets of Dublin.
But I actually lived in Australia for a while. I'm an Australian citizen as well. And the fact that my healthcare and my human rights depend on which country I live in, it's just appalling.
It's about the choice. It's about the fact that, you know, women don't get a say in what they do with their bodies under the Eighth Amendment. They become a vessel.
The No campaign has focused on the potential laws Parliament could introduce if the amendment is scrapped, arguing that a vote for repeal is a vote for abortion on demand. Andy Heisman has been handing out leaflets in a busy shopping district in Cork. He says a former girlfriend had an abortion against his will 9 years ago.
If the Eighth Amendment is repealed, animals will have more rights than the unborn baby. And that's just ridiculous. You know, sparrows, eggs and bats, they'll have more rights than the unborn human being.
A poll of almost 400 Irish doctors found that 73% support unrestricted access to abortion up to 12 weeks gestation. Dr. Rona Marnie is a supporter of the Yes campaign.
It's women's safety that really trumps everything, and we have to make sure that in this country we are keeping women safe first and foremost. And that must not be affected by people's moral stance. You know, medicine, as I always say, it's not a religion, it's not a philosophy, it's not an ideology, it's really a science.
Some doctors have disputed the polling method and say philosophy and morality should be considered. Dr. Eamon McGuinness is backing the No campaign.
Termination up to 12 weeks is proposed. This is the removal of a healthy baby in utero. There's no justification for that. This isn't the provision of health care. We're not providing healthcare by removing a very healthy baby.
The Catholic Church has been a surprisingly quiet player in the battle to repeal a law it pushed so hard to introduce in 1983. Its blanket influence on Irish politics is waning, and a series of clerical child sex abuse scandals has somewhat eroded the moral authority of bishops. The 2015 gay marriage referendum showed that the country has become more progressive. Repeal supporters believe it's logical abortion laws will be the next to change. But the result is expected to be tight. 1 in 5 voters say they're undecided, and it's that group which will likely swing the balance.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.